Wages and salaries, how much have they increased over the last four decades?
You're listening to Economic Pulse with Dr. Kamran Afshar.
Wages and salaries of full-time employees adjusted for inflation, which dropped significantly between 2009 and 2013, started to rise since 2014 and averaged at $46,000 by the third quarter of 2018. In 1979, the average wages and salaries were $12,500 per year for full-time employees. Wages rose to $15,700 by 1982, an average annual raise of 8%. Wow, huge raise, right? Wrong. Despite the 25% increase in 3 years, adjusting for inflation, that is, purchasing power of wages actually dropped by 6%. After the double dip recession of 1980-83, wages went back up, reaching $20,000 by 1988, an average increase of 5% a year. Not bad. And this time around, real wages also rose, but by less than 1% a year. By 1998, average wages had risen to $27,300, an annual raise of 4%. The economy did pretty well after the recession of 1991. However, adjusting for inflation, average wages remained the same over the 10-year period between 1988 and 1998. We started with $12,500 in 1979, and by 1999, average wages have gone up to $28,500, more than a two-fold increase. However, all smoke and mirrors. Adjusting for inflation, the sad truth is that real wages, that is the purchasing power of that income, had actually dropped by 1% during those two decades. Average wages of full-time employees rose by 35% between 1999 and 2009, despite two recessions in between. That's an average annual raise of 3%. This time round, even after adjustment for inflation, real wages actually rose. Nothing like the 3%, but still, one half of 1% a year. Average wages and salaries for full-time employees in constant 2018 dollars rose from $42,300 in 1979 to $43,900 in 2009, an increase of 4% over 30 years, a little better than 1% for every decade. But even that didn't hold. The impact of the Great Recession dropped wages all the way back to $42,000 by 2013, which makes the inflation-adjusted wage increase of less than 1% over a 35-year period. However, wages are on the way up. In 2014 and 15, average wages increased by 2%, and for 2016 and 17, that raise was 3%. All of these at a time when inflation has been exceptionally low. The 3.1% increase in earnings just announced by BLS sounds great. Even though inflation took away 2.5%, it means that real increase of 0.6%, which has been long overdue. With the economy in override in 2018, wages have been increasing at a faster rate than inflation, which means more purchasing power during the holiday shopping season. This is Kamran Afshar with Economic Pulse from WDIY.